Good morning, Carroll County. This is Carroll County Commissioner Steve Wance from District 1 with your weekly Commissioner's Report. So first of all, got to say that the weather has certainly changed. We are into fall, apparently. It's certainly a chill in the air, and with that brings all of those things that you need to keep in mind when the fall of the year comes along. But I'll address that at the end of my message. I want to touch on some things that are occurring here in the county and some things that we continue to be very proud of. First of all, let me start off in my district and advise that the Charles Carroll Community Center continues to move right along. For those that have not been up there, there have been some great improvements made to the facilities up there. Tennis court has been redone. There's a pickleball court on that tennis court now. The basketball courts have been redone. New fencing. So we're seeing some good progress there. The building itself, we had a meeting a couple weeks ago with my Silver Run Union Mills Advisory Group, and we saw the artist rendering of what the building's going to be and what it's going to include. And I got to say that all of those that were in attendance there were very excited about what we can see now clearly that is going to occur up there. And I believe we're on the right path of time as we are looking and anticipating, hopefully, a groundbreaking in the spring of 2020 and then move along from there. So that's going to be an excellent facility up there, and it's going to be just a very valuable building and venue for that community. And I applaud all of those that have worked on it to this point, and I appreciate the opportunity to be able to provide a much-needed improved area up there for the citizens. So moving right along, by the way, if you're interested in serving or attending my Silver Run Union Mills Advisory Committee, you can certainly call my office and get on that list. And we'd love to have everybody as we move closer to that building up there. Secondly, I want to give a shout out to our public works folks. We are testing some new material for our gravel roads, new material that is going to be incredibly less expensive than blacktop. And I believe this is perhaps a viable alternative to creating a good driving surface on our gravels. So in some of the roads in my district, I think there's two or three, we have applied this test area, and we're going to see how it makes out over the next couple seasons here through the fall, and certainly most importantly, through the winter. So that's exciting news, and we are hopeful that that is something that we can apply to these roads and certainly do a much more fiscally responsible way of handling these roads other than just throwing blacktop down, which, by the way, isn't easy because when you do that, you have to do the shoulders correctly. You have to get easements from citizens that live along there. So, you know, when people ask me about, well, why can't you just pave the road? Well, you just can't pave the road with all the associated details that go along with that. So we look at this as perhaps a viable alternative, and we'll see what happens come spring. And hopefully we've hooked onto something here that could very well be a great thing moving forward. Let's see. I want to cover some very exciting news, and that is our credit rating and our bond sale. Typically, around this time of year, we go to New York for our credit rating hearings. That gives us a chance to talk to the three agencies and hopefully get the AAA ratings, which are extremely important for everything that we do here in Carroll County. Let's be clear. From our economic development to those that are looking to move here to the way in which we operate budget, this is critically important. So I'm excited to say that we did things a little bit different this year, but excited to say that we have again achieved three AAA ratings from the three major financial rating agencies. And we are very, very excited about that. I think if you're following along, last year we had been two AAAs and one AA rating, and last year we were able to achieve all three AAA ratings, and we have achieved maintaining those AAA ratings again, which is extremely important. So in addition to that, by getting these AAA ratings from these three major financial rating agencies, Carroll County has received an historically low interest rate during the bond sale that we had on Thursday, which resulted in about $5 million, yes, I did say $5 million in gross savings. A total of $70 million in new bonds were sold by the county, including $30 million for new issues. dedicated to various infrastructure and other capital investments, and $40 million to refinance existing debt at lower rates. So the new bonds were sold at the low interest rate of 2.19%, the interest rate on refinance debt 1.39% for tax exempt, and 2.27% for taxable bonds, which will save the county over $5 million in gross savings. And this savings, in layman's terms, translate to the freeing up of approximately $500,000 each year for the next 10 years. So imagine what we can do with the additional $500,000 as a result of what we were able to accomplish. So a huge shout out to staff. I say this all the time. We have an amazing staff here in Carroll. I'd put them up against any staff in any of the counties in the state, and I guarantee you my staff would shine. There's just no question about it. So to our comptroller, Rob Burke, and all of the folks that work in his office, to our director of management and budget, Ted Zaleski, and all the folks that work in his office, to our director of economic development, Jack Lyburn, and all the folks that work in his office, our county administrator, Roberta Windham, and all of those that are associated with making sure that we get what we need when we go to these credit ratings, a huge thank you on behalf of myself and my colleagues. This is tremendous good news. The second thing I'd like to cover, kind of a global look at this, if you will, is the recent Kerwin decisions that have been made. And I want to reiterate that, yes, I have been chirping rather loudly about Kerwin over the last several months because it sort of put on hold anything that we could do in the future until we know what our responsibility is going to be fiscally for the new formula that are coming up for education spending. Well, they've come up with their formula, and as it stands right now, because of the fact that we have been above maintenance of effort funding for our Carroll County Public Schools over the last many years, you know, at least 10, 15 years, we're in a good position. And the formula is reflecting the fact that we are above MOE for those many, many years. And as a result of that, it appears as if we're going to be off the hook for a whole lot of additional funding. But, and there's always a but, this has to go through the legislation yet. And all bets are off when things go through the General Assembly in Annapolis. They need to pass the legislation, and we'll see what happens there. It appears to me that the formula fundings are hitting heavy those Democratic counties that have not funded like we have here in Carroll. And as a result of that, I'm quite sure that you haven't heard the last, because the General Assembly typically makes sure they take care of their own Democratic counties. So I'm cautiously optimistic. We will see what happens. We probably won't know anything till the end of the General Assembly in 2020, which is typically in the April area. So cautiously optimistic. We'll see what happens. And, you know, more to come on that. So kind of still keeping our fingers crossed. Two great things that are occurring here this week. One of these was last week, and that was the 100th anniversary of the American Legion. Two of my colleagues, Commissioner Rothstein and Commissioner Weaver, attended an event at the Westminster American Legion to honor that. So congratulations to all of those fine folks and the veterans that serve the legions. And second, the Chamber of Commerce, Carroll County Chamber of Commerce, turns 95 years old this week, and there's an event on Friday coming up that I will be attending to honor the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce and the great things that they do here in Carroll County. So that's about it for this week. Little public safety message, if you will, that I alluded to at the beginning. As we see that chill in the air, make sure you have checked out your chimneys. You know, get them cleaned if they need to be cleaned. Chimney fires can be devastating, and I remind folks to make sure you do that, and also check out your heating systems to ensure that they are properly maintained and ready to roll for the season that is upon us, and the one that's coming, that great winter season. And I use great sarcastically. All right, folks, that's it. Again, be safe out there. Have a great week. And until next time, this has been Commissioner Steve Wance with your weekly Commissioner's Report.